Thanks, Gavin. Adopting a programmatic approach to managing large-scale projects could accelerate construction timelines, according to AECOM. The infrastructure consulting firm says programmatic thinking would support higher volume and faster delivery of construction projects. To tell us more, we're joined by John O'Regan, Director and Country Leader for the Republic of Ireland at AECOM. Good morning and thank you for coming in to us, John. What is programmatic thinking?
Good morning, Petula. AECOM are construction and infrastructure consultants, and this time of year we publish our annual review of the construction industry every year. And the message is broadly positive, but there are definitely challenges around the delivery of infrastructure. And one area that we're identifying that could support faster delivery of infrastructure is an increased programmatic approach to delivery of projects. Some of our projects over the years have suffered from a fragmented approach where lessons aren't necessarily learned from one project to the next. And a programmatic approach allows for increased consistency, coordination across programs of projects, allowing for cumulative benefits in terms of program. A programmatic approach to procurement would allow more consistency, allow more standardisation, digitisation and so on.
It is an approach that's already being used in Ireland. Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, absolutely. There are very significant programmes out there, DART Plus, Bus Connects, the HSC Surgical Hubs programme, the LDA Social and Affordable Housing programmes, and all of them have taken programmatic approaches, and they are seeing the benefits of the consistency that that brings.
What's preventing programmatic thinking being used in housing construction?
It is being increasingly used, but we have a fragmented delivery approach across numbers of different bodies, and each project is often addressed individually. So the bodies that are delivering housing, where they have a series of projects, if they take a more programmatic approach, that will allow a greater degree of use of modern methods of construction, modular, digital and so on.
Housing and infrastructure feature heavily in the draft programme for government. What are your thoughts on what's proposed?
Yeah, it's interesting. The challenges around infrastructure delivery are absolutely recognised, and they are recognised in the new programme for government. The new programme for government is proposing a new infrastructure division, which will sit inside the new public expenditure, infrastructure, public service reform and digitalisation department. I understand there's a proposal for a cabinet committee focused on infrastructure, and the intention, I understand, of those is to accelerate the delivery of infrastructure. So we'll learn more over the next while, but that seems to be developing.
And you see that as a positive?
Absolutely, yeah.
What's your forecast for housing construction for the coming year?
So construction output in 2024 was around 33,000. We're forecasting that it might be around 40,000 in 2025.
John O'Regan from AECOM, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. More business news in the next hour.